group. So I'm gonna ask a couple of questions as I go around the group, and some of those pass around the mic so that everyone can talk. Some of those I'll just ask for people to shout out. The first one is this is all just about any interesting stories that you want to tell. Feel free to be brief, to not speak, or to go ahead and take some time and talk about something interesting that happened. So the first one is, just want to go around the circle and ask, what was the most important thing that happened to you today? So I'm just going to start. Anyone want to start? Not, you'll get to start.
Well, everything was important. I really enjoyed the conference or the meeting on the change tracking in deltas. That was really interesting, and I thought we had a good conversation.
I think my favorite talk was the one on authentication over here. We've been using basic authentication, and we've implemented basic authentication with our OData provider already. I really don't know what our customers are going to need. So it was real interesting to hear the other problems and OAuth. So that was my favorite part.
I think negotiation is a hard thing to do between client and server, to discovery and negotiation.
Yeah, I'd have to second that. I was sort of hoping we'd get farther along on a solution, but at least everybody knows the problem.
I think the community talk was pretty good, because I think we don't have much in the community right now, so it will be really good to do something in that line. And authentication was also pretty good, and we are planning to implement OData OAuth soon, so maybe I'll talk to Alex offline about that. But yeah, it was really interesting.
I think maybe the shared vocabularies was the most interesting talk for me. Didn't really get to finish it, but it was really interesting what we did get to do.
I enjoyed talking about the JSON Lite format. I didn't think that I had anything to say about it, but I ended up talking a lot, so I enjoyed that.
And I really enjoyed the deltas, the change delta meeting and the OAuth meetings. And I got to say, this is the first time I've been in this type of environment with the sort of unmeeting. And I know I was very skeptical about it at first, but I really liked the format. I really liked the depth of the conversations that we got into with this and was very impressed with it.
I like the analytics session, and it is very interesting what will be finally.
I really enjoyed the talks about the OData lib and actually the query processing and lexicon and the syntax trees, expression trees. It's fascinating. Can't wait to go back and try and recreate data services.
I'm actually pretty new to Microsoft development, so I didn't have much to contribute today, honestly, but I really felt that everyone had a lot of good insight. The deltas was an awesome discussion. Really appreciated that.
I like the AST part as well.
To me, I like the fact that you saw this recurring theme, at least I saw it, that how do we do typing and what do we do if typing information is not available, and recurring to NoSQL and recurring to having JSON-lite, so not putting the type in there, and having the whole conversation basically tie back to dynamic languages and static type languages, stuff like that. That was cool.
I thought the idea of the query processing stuff and AST, again, was really, really cool. And I also just liked hearing what people are currently doing with OData and what implementations they have out there and what struggles they have. I thought that was really eye-opening for me.
I would just say, as a member of a feature team actually working on JSON Lite day to day, it was really nice to get some immediate feedback from people that will be using it. Even so early in the development cycle, it was really cool.
I just liked when I wasn't talking. I thought that was kind of cool.
The authentication piece was definitely quite interesting for me. I am new and I come as an extended, I'm from Microsoft, an extended PM, if you would. And to see the ability of this team to actually speak with the customers in such a close environment, and seeing basically Alex going and almost writing a new feature on the board, that was amazing. I think you guys are quite lucky to have them.
I enjoyed all the conversation I attended, and I liked the theme of types that came through, and also the analytics and the links.
I got a lot of good insight onto how various companies and individuals are working with the protocol and their data systems in a variety of ways. So to me, that was most eye-opening, because just to keep my blinders from being too narrow. And I also enjoyed the discussion on capabilities negotiation and hope we make progress on that.
Well, I enjoyed learning how everybody is using OData and then what problems they're facing, and also enjoyed the shared vocab session, capability session, to count a few. But it was overall, it was a great meetup.
I really enjoyed the high quality of the content of the discussions. And I also liked the format. I think this particular format really was very engaging and participatory.
I really enjoyed it. You know, as the OData team, we've been working together for a while, and it's easy to just like your own ideas and think you're right. And I think it was great to hear, you know, different perspectives on the same problems. Try hard to kind of shut up and listen and hear other fresh perspectives and fresh ideas and on things. Also, Arlo, great job facilitating. I really like the format.
Mine's more of an intangible like that, where I believe that if you don't love what you do and you're not excited about it, then there's no point in doing it. You might as well do something else. So it was neat to see the excitement from people that work at Microsoft, how they really believe in what they're doing, but not only that, but they're passionate. You know, that excitement, and even from the rest of us who are working with it, so it's contagious, and it makes me want to go back and say, okay, reevaluate how we're doing things and make sure we're doing it right and look at some new ways of doing it. So I thought that was a really important thing that happened for me.
You stole part of mine. I was going to say somewhat the same thing. The discussions today were fantastic. The discussions on deltas, I really appreciated people's insight and feedback there. The discussions on analytics, which is sort of a more nascent area, and we got some great feedback there on vocabularies, and all of the discussion was incredible. But for me, what was more valuable was sort of the growing sense of excitement and interest and passion over the 2 days as people started thinking about how they could use this technology and really apply it and really take it new ways beyond what we had sort of designed OData version 1 for. And I was commenting earlier that usually at these events, Microsoft gives a lot of information out and ideally gets a lot of information back, but we tend to be the hub and you guys all the spokes. And one of the things I noticed last night and particularly today was that there was a lot of information being exchanged just between all the participants that Microsoft wasn't even a part of. And that, I think, was very eye-opening. It was very refreshing, much more so than I've seen at other events like this. And I think is really critical to OData going where we want it to go, where it really is a ecosystem in which Microsoft is a participant, but is by no means the hub. So it was really exciting for me to see that.
Well, This is my first corporate event, never even attended one before, so it was, you know, putting it on, it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot on how these events go, and, you know, OData is something that 6 months ago I had never even heard the word, so it's all I know about OData is what I've been researching here for my job, so it was very interesting to see what everybody else is doing with it and seeing all your guys' solutions and what everyone's doing.
Mm-hmm.
just want to say thanks to everyone for coming to the OData meetup, and as the project manager for helping put this together, I just again want to say thank you to the presenters, thank you to the OData product team, thank you to all the management for helping me put this event, and just seeing all the excitement about OData makes me really happy, and just learning about, you know, the product itself too. And all the sessions we had have just been phenomenal. Just learning from, you know, like Pablo and Mike and everyone, has just been a great experience for me as well.
I appreciated the many discussions on typelessness. I thought that was a really interesting, exciting part of OData's future. I think it's pretty much unquestionable that we are headed somewhere there. And hopefully we will continue to maintain that forward momentum. I really appreciate it also seeing the number of people outside of Microsoft who are really excited about Microsoft and or excited about OData rather. And you know, we're not alone. I think it's neat that we're working in this together, and I think OData has a very promising future.
I found it rather exciting to speak to a lot of other OData users and producers and get feedback on ideas on analytics and cross-service links and see that other people have the same problems and need some extensions to OData and that go in the same direction that we are heading. And it was very reassuring and great insight. And the typeless OData, that was really an eye-opener for me because I'm coming from a relational world, and so that is really a new topic, and I think there's a lot of potential there.
So what should I say? Everything has been already said, but of course all the sessions were really exciting for me, but Delta Token and authentication, I think, from my point of view, were the highlights.
I really enjoyed this open space format because on the one hand side you had a lot of interesting sessions today. For me also, I think the highlight was Delta Tokens. The session was great. And in addition, I really love to have also the networking in this open space event to get insights from other people and besides the sessions as well. So really great day.
And for me, I care a lot about the communities and the people. So the most important thing that happened to me was I saw everyone making connections to other people who are here. That was even more than the content, the face-to-face connections were what really mattered. So now I'd like to ask, you know, there's a decent chance we might do something like this again. I just want to get an idea of what are some of the things that we should definitely keep if we're going to do it again? What are some of the things that you'd like to change in some way? Just get some feedback on those. I'm not going to pass it around this time. So if you have something that you want to say, either shout it out or I'll hand you the mic.
One thing that makes things real for me, and we talked a lot about actions and functions, but seeing real code and how that might look in reality, you know, both from producing it and consuming it makes it real. So something where either you're working with the code and trying it out yourself or watching it done maybe something that would be nice to see.
I'd like to see and participate in some sort of speed demo thing where everyone gets 10 minutes and we see 10 things in an hour and a bit.
How about the length? Was it the right amount? We did a day and a day. Was that right? Would it have been better to do all open space or more of it? Or would one day have been enough for the whole thing?
I wonder if it could have done morning talks and then afternoon open space on both days or something like that.
That's a good idea.
But I did like the talks and I did like the open space, so I wouldn't get rid of either of them.
Hey, can I ask a question?
I'm curious to know if
if we did this again, if you'd rather see us kind of switch it up and do it on the East Coast or somewhere else. I know sometimes folks like to come to Redmond because they also have meetings with other, or you can catch other teams that you might be working with. So thoughts on location?
Warmer?
Somewhere warmer? Somewhere without so much rain? I set myself up for that, didn't I?
Are you going to still send the whole feature team? Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Our offices are across the street right now. So. I'll tell you what, you know, you guys come to us and then we'll buy the food.
Yeah, I think if you mixed it up and had it on the East Coast, I think you might be able to get some of your East Coast customers to come out. And it is a bit of a journey for us to come across. It feels like a bigger journey.
Yeah, I'm all for Germany.
Don't we have someone in Costa Rica that wants to help? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Just Europe?
Yeah. Anything else people want to state? Any feedback? Okay. And then the last thing I want to do, just one more pass around the circle. So the theme of the open space here was this year in OData, and it's all about.
All right. So I'm dealing with post event coordination. So if you have not emailed in your presentations, please send them to me. I'm going to put my email address up on the board. And any questions or follow up things that you have, please feel free to shoot an email to me. Happy to take feedback about how we can improve this in the future.
And if you end up forwarding it to me, I'll forward it to him, so no worries.
So I'm going to do one last pass around. It's about passion and responsibility. It's about the next year. So simple question. What are you individually, what am I going to do in this next year to help improve whatever it is that I see as worth improving, the OData ecosystem or the protocol or my implementation or... What is it that I'm going to do in the next year? And I'll go ahead and start. I'm going to focus on the odata.org website and the community stuff around there and try and get a good online community mechanisms for establishing ongoing communication.
So I will look at various OData V3 features like vocabularies, JSON Lite, functions and actions, and try to get this in our SAP libraries, so in the ABAP library as well as in the OData for J library, and try to give feedback whenever possible.
So since we work in the same team, there's nothing to say for me.
Yeah, and it's my job to leverage what these guys build and put it into as many products as possible and convince as many potential content providers to actually expose their data, their business data, as OData.
So I'll be involved with the future of vocabularies and the future of JSON Lite, and I also hope to be involved in many discussions about non-relational data stores.
Just like to get to know the community a little bit more and just figure out if there's an event like this you want to have in the future.
I'll be working on all of the stuff that you guys said you were interested in. certainly interested in following up on the Delta stuff and the analytics stuff, and in particular the vocabulary stuff, because I think that's a really exciting area moving forward, adding semantics to OData.
As I mentioned, I just learned about OData 6 months ago. Look forward to learning more about it and actually starting to develop applications using OData.
Got two products to release in the next 12 months that are going to use OData, so that's my primary focus. And there's about 200 engineers at Citrix that I look at myself like maybe I can help evangelize this, because they're going to all have to understand what it is and buy into it. So that's my goal.
Well, I guess also I'll kind of hope I can help finish some of the features we've talked about. And, you know, as people get all these ideas about getting loose with the types, I'll push on the other side and make sure we have some typeness there.
I hope it's more than a hope. I really like the aspects of the vocabulary myself and ontologies in particular. So that's an area I'll be looking at.
Well, first things, I'm going to get Visual Studio Light Switch 2012 out the door, so there'll be a generic consumer of your stuff. And moving forward after that, I really like to get the capabilities and vocabulary stuff embedded in that product and be part of the community helping to define that.
I'm going to change the question. I'm only going to do a week ahead. I'm going to reread the specs.
Part of the customer advisory team, I'll probably be working with some of the customers here and bringing the learnings to the product team and then write white papers and content for the community on it. Well, that was easy. That's just my job.
I'm going to continue sort of pushing on the edges of OData, thinking about things that we can do that will, you know, make it better.
Well, first, going to try to get V3 out the door, then JSON Lite, and then we'll reevaluate after that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, V5.
Oh, V5, sorry. VN. Where N is greater than V4.
I'm going to keep working on OData Lib and keep trying to improve that and make it as awesome as possible.
I'm going to, in the short term, look at odata.org and make some small improvements there that hopefully make your life a lot better and help the content that you're actually looking for easily accessible. And in the longer term, I'm looking at the new team I will be joining, getting them and convincing them to have the V3 features in there instead of only V2 features.
So I'm going to make JSON Lite happen, hopefully, as Pablo said, right?
After hearing all the discussions, I think going back and seeing how we can improve the way we're using OData, maybe take some of these techniques to make our product better, and maybe contribute to the open source community, because there was a lot of discussion earlier about that and making those products better.
Well, the number one thing I'll probably end up doing is definitely educating and promoting OData to our little domain in the military area and try and encourage adoption of it. Because I firmly believe that it has a lot of value to add in our, you know, interoperability of services. And hopefully make the disconnected OData thing try and work.
I'll probably will find the way how to work with OData on Windows 8. And I'm really excited about version 3, and I wait.
So in the next year, I'll be on a new team. So hopefully I can convince my new team to adopt OData. I think it would be very beneficial for them. I'll be doing machine learning. So I think it'd be really cool.
I'm going to make sure shared vocabs are a great feature and make sure everybody gets what they're expecting to get from that.
I'm mainly going to make sure the team gets 5.0 out the door and we get JSON Lite delivered to you guys this summer. I'm going to keep Alex James under control, which is kind of a yearly. Most important, I'll continue to maintain the Architect Wisdom Twitter feed so people can truly see what goes on in this team.
I think somebody there has something really important to say. No pressure, though. Inside of the company, inside of Microsoft, to me, one priority I want to have is really encouraging the adoption of the vocabularies through Office and our server products and our developer products. And I think that we can do a lot to bring those together and build really powerful experiences that show the value of having common vocabularies across that set of assets. I also, the other priority I want to have in terms of externally focused is, I heard a bunch of the feedback on increasing awareness in general of OData, and that's a big priority to me, is getting more of our marketing and our PR engaged in just helping to increase awareness and understanding of the protocol and the benefits it brings.
So my main task is basically to finish up the assessment of how OData, we can integrate that into our product strategy.
I have some Java code that we've written that I'm probably going to try to get into OData4j or something like that. But as far as contributing to the community, I'm working for Crystal Reports, and we're embedding OData into our new Crystal Reports SDK. So I'm going to be forcing a bunch of poor Crystal Reports developers to learn OData, and that should help the community.
I'm going to work on the version 3 features, vocabularies in particular, I think. But also multiple endpoints in our solution is something we're going to focus on. And also help our partners take advantage of OData, because even if we have it in the solution, that's not the guarantee for people using it. So that's something we're going to focus on.
I'm going to implement OAuth for our service, and other than that, implement vocabularies and actions. If Jeff is not doing that, then...
I'll be proselytizing better OData integration in Windows Server and Azure.
I'm hoping to utilize the pattern that was for this event and across more of our content and community spaces and getting better documentation out.
I think first I'm going to implement Delta Links in my web apps at home. And then later this summer, we're going to release version 11 of our database server, which will include our OData server. And then later this year, we'll have customer training, which is a lot like this event. And I'm going to try to sell OData to all our customers.
Well, first, in the next couple of weeks, I guess I'll be summarizing this to my bosses who will be interested in it. But just to our team in general, we don't have a lot of people that have been really exposed to OData. And to take what I've learned here and the knowledge that has been passed around and pass that to other members of the team so the greater company can take advantage of that. And on a personal and on, I guess, the team I work for, it's continue investigating whether we can build a complete data mobility sync framework using OData.
So thank you, everyone. I've really enjoyed learning from all of you, and it sounds like a number of other people have as well. I'm glad you all brought the content that you did, so that I had to bring very little, and could just learn. There will be we'll be hanging out and drinking beer and eating pizza for as long as people want to do it. And at this point, all the formal stuff is over. So talk to you later.